Air, David vs. Goliath. Air is a 2023 Hollywood movie directed by Ben Affleck that talks about the transformation in brand and athlete business deals through the birth of Air Jordans. Sonny, Matt Damon, is a basketball talent scout at Nike and has been assigned to hire the best player for the brand by CEO, Phil, Ben Affleck. Sonny is finally able to convince everyone and brings in the best player, Michael Jordan, to Nike with a shoe named after him, Air Jordan. This signing changes the course of history. It is one of the best marketing movies where the presenter wins the pitch not with the product or the presentation but with his will and inner belief. If you believe in your idea and have a knack for words, your communication will reach the right place. Nike signing Jordan surely changed the economics of sport. Now the more talented an athlete is, the more respect they get in terms of money. It may sound greedy, but corporates are bound to share some percentage whenever they reap profits using an athlete's name. The acting by the cast was good, though I felt like Ben Affleck could have done better. The 80s were just full of vibrancy, and it was clear in every scene, especially the supermarket where you could see each product covered in colors. Sport is a sector where being more corporate-ish does not do you any favor as such. If you have the will to break the limits and do crazy stuff, like Nike or Red Bull, then you will automatically get human traffic without much economic strategy. Scouting a talent is not at all an easy job. It involves risk at the highest level because you are betting on a human being. Kudos to Michael's mom, Delores, for believing in her son's ability to achieve the greatest that no human has. You need to do at least 50 things to be good in someone's eyes, but one bad thing can ruin all those 50. Being involved with Nazis still hurts major companies like Hugo Boss, Adidas and Volkswagen to some extent. Choose your partners wisely because it is more than rocket science. A critically acclaimed movie and an OTT release. A many-time watch, and I enjoyed it.